Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Michelle Berquist, your host today of Women Lead Radio. And with me is our amazing leading lady, and she's amazing for a reason. I'm going to say who it is first, and then I'll tell why. How about that? So I want to introduce our leading lady today, Karen Dietz, who's the owner and the author, best-selling author, and speaker of Just Story It. And Karen has an amazing story that I know we're going to hear about, where she authored a book, is a best-selling author, but more than that, we're talking to Karen today because our topic is What Was I Thinking, which was her Sue Talk. So Karen, welcome to the show and tell everyone hello for a Friday.
Hi, everyone, and thanks for having me, Michelle, and looking forward to having a great time together today.
Well, I know there's always a story behind you because that's what you do. I mean, you work with business owners and executives, and you help people tell their stories, and you told an amazing story for your Sue Talk, and I do probably too publicly, as I tell everybody, oh, my gosh, I will never look at a pearl the same way, but you gave us some real pearls of wisdom in your talk. But can you kind of share with everybody, I mean, what was the inspiration behind your Sue Talk? And let me real quick, because some of our listeners might not know, we started last year, many of you out there in our listening world have heard of TED Talks. Our mission is to rival TED. We want to rival TED in such a way. We launched Sue Talks last year, and Sue stands for successful, unstoppable, and empowering women who are changing the face of business. And on the radio today is one of our very first Sue Talk presenters. So Karen, as one of our first Sue Talk presenters, how did you come up with the, you know, your talk idea of What Was I Thinking?
Well, it's funny, Michelle, because you were my inspiration.
Me?
Yeah, because you gave us some guidelines as a Sue Talker, you know, okay, what could we possibly talk about? What were you looking for? You know, and you gave us a couple of ideas. And one of the ideas that you gave us was, what was the most significant business challenge that you've overcome or that you've had to overcome? And so I racked my brains about that one. I mean, I do have a few stories, you know, one about how I started my business with $36 in my bank account, you know. And that was a definite challenge, but I'm kind of going, you know, I've told that story numerous times over the years, but what's a story about a different kind of a business challenge that I haven't really told before, but is pretty important, I think, for women to hear. And
your story was so powerful, you know, and I know you're going to hit some gems of it, but, I mean, you had people really, you know, they were just so engaged, and I know you'll hit some of the highlights, you know, what were you thinking?
Right, what was I thinking? And, you know, basically the story is about how I was working in a partnership and, oh, you know, some things happened around the partnership that where I had been basically lied to. And then I had to figure out, well, first of all, I had to overcome my devastation about that. Mm-hmm. And I felt like a huge failure. So how do you pick yourself up from that? And not only emotionally, what did I have to do for myself, but business-wise, how did I need to take care of myself? And how did I need to interact with my partners who had perpetuated this lie for so long? And then from that, what were my takeaways? How did I turn that whole situation around, and what did I learn as time went on? Because, you know, when you go through an experience like that where you do feel like a failure, it sometimes takes a while for anyone. It took a while for me to realize what the pearls were that came out of that experience.
Yeah. And that, I mean, again, you were wearing pearls. I mean, you had such a tie-in even with your Sioux talk. And, you know, I'm curious, I know we're going to be all over each other here, but, you know, it is interesting because so many people say, oh, you know, don't focus on the challenges. You know, just focus on the good stuff. Tell us what to do. And yet I got to say, what I loved about your Sioux talk was that, you know, I think any of us as professional women, when we hear what other people have overcome and obstacles or adversity, mm-hmm. you're like, you know, oh, my gosh, I feel a sense of, I'm not alone. You know, that's what I love is we all have adversity. We all have obstacles. And, you know, how you overcome them, to me, you know, sets the bar for those that rock it and those that, you know, just kind of sit in their own issues. So, I mean, that's what was amazing was hearing your stories of that. I don't know what your opinion is on that, but I think we can all learn from, you know, hearing what we've overcome and our adversity. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you feel the same way?
Oh, yes, absolutely I do. And in particular, I know how difficult it is for someone to share a story about failure and mm-hmm. about when they felt like a failure. And so I decided to go ahead and share a story that was about one of my failures, because I do think we need to hear those kinds of stories. Also, I mean, so it was, yes, an obstacle that I overcame, but it was also how did I deal with this failure and how did I turn that around? And so I think, yeah, we need to share those kinds of stories because we all experience them, and often we, you know, shove those in the closet or underneath the carpet, I think we do a disservice not only to ourselves but also to others when we're not sharing those stories, right? Because then
Agreed.
We can't really learn.
Oh. Well, and the other part, too, was, I mean, what is it like for you? What was it like for you? Because I know you're a speaker, you know, you're a trainer. It's like, you know, you're a leadership consultant, and you do so many things where you are instructing and teaching and training. And then here we asked you, with the Sioux Talks, we asked you to be bold, to be passionate, to be personal, and then tie it up and wrap it all up in a bow, you know, with a few takeaways and points, right, for people. Mm-hmm. How different was it, you know, for you in preparation? Was it really different as a speaker and a trainer, or was it, this is the same thing? Kind of curious, if you don't mind sharing.
Oh, no, it was different. And if you look at the video of my talk and you also look at the other videos, I think there are a couple things that strike everyone. And the first one is how different all the stories are, which is mm-hmm. really amazing. You know, they are all stories of overcoming obstacles and learning significant things and the transformation that happens along the way. That is just so powerful. And yet also what was a little different about mine was because it was a kind of a deep story, and it was one where I was sharing a real vulnerability, and it was also about failure. It mm-hmm. didn't lend itself to high energy, bubbliness, that kind of fast pacing, that upbeat that type of presentation.
Right.
The only way I could have made it like that is if I made it very humorous and funny.
And, well, and you had some elements in there that did that. Yeah. I mean, I heard the audience laugh, but it's like there were some really serious points that you made, and I think that's what's interesting about the Sioux Talks is how did you balance that to make sure that in 12 minutes, which, by the way, for all of our listeners, the Sioux Talk presentations are 12 minutes. I mean, you've got to get to the point quick, and you got to wrap it all up and end it and make a point, right? That's what was so crazy about it. How did you go through that process to really refine it?
Lots and lots of practice. I mean, it takes double the time. Well, so I did a TED Talk, and it took me weeks of practice to prepare for that 16 minutes, right?
Right.
And with a Sue Talk, 12 minutes, it was double again the amount of time and effort.
Wow.
Just for cutting down 3 minutes. So it takes a lot more work and a lot more practice to get it into that time frame. And
well,
so that's it. That's the key.
Yeah, you nailed it. You nailed it on that. And I, you know, again, I know you've done TEDx talks, right, where you were, I mean,
mm-hmm.
I saw you speak for that in San Diego, California for that one, and you were awesome. And it's interesting, just it's almost harder to speak in less amount of time than it is to do like an hour presentation or breakout. So I find that always fascinating that less is more and more powerful, and yours was. But I want to shift a little bit to you and your business, because I know you're a best-selling author from the Just Story It, you know, where it's like you talk about business storytelling for dummies under the Dummies series, which is a huge compliment, you know, to you being picked up by that brand. What, you know, for you, can you tell a little bit about, you know, what else, you know, what do you do for business? Because I want our listeners to really understand what Just Story It is and what you do as a best-selling author. International, right? You're international
right.
Best-selling author. That's even better, baby.
Oh, I love that. So it boils down to some very simple things. I do one-on-one coaching. So if you want to be more influential, have greater executive presence, have more influence, and you really want to enroll people in your vision so you can transform mm-hmm. your organization, transform the world, somehow make a difference, then I coach people in using stories to do that, to get that work done. And because storytelling is our most powerful vehicle for doing that. In addition, I provide workshops. I give workshops and retreats so that people can spend a lot of time in a group situation, not only learning about storytelling, but practicing, putting together a good story and delivering a good story.
You know,
and
I have to say, I think putting the story together is probably one of the hardest things to do. You know, you think, oh, it's so simple. It's like you just start putting a bunch of pieces together and share a story, but I know you really have a system and a process to it. And I have found it extremely difficult, right? Because putting a story together isn't just a simple thing. You really have to put some thought to it, and also there's a system out of it, right?
Oh, yeah, there is. And your storytelling, we do a lot of storytelling conversationally, and so many companies think that, oh, yeah, we're doing great storytelling, and then I look at what's happening, and the majority of them are telling stories that are mediocre at best. And what that means is that they're leaving huge amounts of money and opportunity on the table because they haven't upgraded their skills and really mastered storytelling. And it's like, well, we can all write, right? We all know how to write, but if we want to learn how to write really well, we go take some classes. And we can all sing. We all have the capacity to sing. Most of us don't think we do that very well. But if we wanted to, right, then we would go take some singing lessons.
Right.
And it's the same way with storytelling. And if you really want to master it.
Yeah, give us an example. Like, I'm thinking, all right, so stories, I'm not thinking of, like, you know, sitting in a library telling a story kind of thing, even though that's the visual some of us think of. But, you know, a story is a powerful thing. So can you share maybe an example of a executive or a business owner where you really helped them go through that transformation to have our listeners really understand what is it like to kind of go through and what could be the results through maybe one of your clients, of course, not giving the name out, but can you share a story of how, of course you can share a story, but I'm just saying, yeah, give us an example here, Karen. Of course you'll tell us a story.
I was at a conference and there were so many fabulous speakers there, fabulous because they had been so successful, right, in their careers. And then when they got up on stage, they were also very engaging. There was one CEO who got up and gave his presentation, you know, major corporation, nationwide outlets, all across the country, huge reputation. Right? And first of all, he uses a PowerPoint presentation when none of the other speakers did. And second of all, he mostly read off the slides. And third, it was more like an information dump, right? This is who we are. This is what we do. This is, you know, kind of where we're going in the future. But it was not a story. And he thought he was doing really good.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a matter of taking a presentation like that and learning how to start it with a story, how to bring story elements into the entire presentation. And I'm not saying that, you know, to do away with PowerPoint. It's learning how to wed PowerPoint and stories together and how to be really masterful and effective at the table. Imagine what our experiences of this person would have been if he had been able to really share a very compelling story about the difference his company is making in the lives of its customers and in the lives of people who are its vendors, you know, along its supply chain.
You know, what's been such a shock to me on this example is that, you know, there are people who will say when you go away from PowerPoint, you know, I know that's, you know, for some people like me, it's a crutch. But I've also been told when I speak that it's like when I don't use PowerPoint, my message comes across so much. It's like you really are creating more of a visual and, you know, you just can have different energy. And anyway, now I know we're not talking about PowerPoint, but I'm just saying, my gosh, you're right. You know, when stories as opposed to the death by bullet point, it can really be a big difference.
Right. Now imagine if any of our Sioux talkers had used PowerPoint to be the presentation.
And remember, some of them wanted to. Some of them wanted to, and then when we did the dry runs, it was like, no PowerPoint. It's like, let's just hear your, I mean, really, it's let's hear your story, right? That's what
right.
the Sioux Talks were, your viewpoints,
right.
your, you know, your story on success in business, which is right up your alley, so.
right, because we want to build trust and relationship with the people who are listening to us, and that is undermined when we're not using PowerPoint effectively. And
yeah.
I've seen speakers use PowerPoint fabulously, but what they've mastered is the storytelling part of it. And so it's, yeah, as you said, it's not about PowerPoint, yes or no. It's about mastering storytelling and working with PowerPoint in that way so that the people, your experience and the people's experience who are listening to you is magnified 100%.
Well, and I, you know, I have to say just, you know, because you've done some workshops for us in Connected Women of Influence, and, I mean, we got such great feedback. I mean, people, I've never seen so many members taking notes and just saying, oh, you know, I mean, I think at the one workshop that you did for us, to all of our listeners, one phrase came out of the workshop by one of our members that was, so there I was. We started with...
Oh, yes.
With that and the story, and it's like it's kind of spread like wildfire, so people are using that now. So there I was, and it's like, you know, a story's coming, which everyone laughs, you know, but it's like that's how you set the stage. I love it. You know,
right.
Here's one thing I'd love for you to do. I mean, if there are any of our professionals out there, and, you know, we have so many women that listen in across the nation to Women Lead Radio, what would be a couple of gems or little points or tips that you could share with any of our listeners who want to be more powerful storytellers or utilize that to benefit them in business? Can you share a couple of of your pearls of wisdom, because I know you have many.
Well, the first one is to tell your stories, right? Your stories, your authentic, true, personal stories. I always work with my clients on those stories first instead of stories that they've heard from other people. Or tales that they might have heard out there in business land, you know. So start with your own personal stories, because there is great wisdom in everybody's personal stories, and that's part of what we do, is we learn to tap into our own wisdom and share that with the world. And when I can share that, and you can share that in return, because as I tell a story, it begets the story. It sparks a story in someone else. And so the whole point is story sharing. It's not about sending messages out to the world. It's all about, let me tell you a story. It'll spark a story in you. And my responsibility is to listen to your story in return.
I do like that. It's almost like, I don't know, do you coin the phrase story sharing? Because to me, that's what's so, it's so different than telling. You know, we have that mantra in CWI, we don't tell, you know, we share business experiences. And it's just such a nicer way to roll, you know, you're sharing information and stories with each other.
Right, right, right. Well, and the purpose of storytelling, and from my book, is to establish connection and relationship, because that's how business gets done.
Absolutely.
And, so that's really key. And so after that, I think the other thing that most people need to learn when they're upgrading their storytelling skills is how to use visual language in their stories to make the stories memorable and stick. So I could say, if I'm starting a story, I could say, oh, yeah, I was in my office one day and the phone rang. And so I picked it up, and I had a great conversation with someone from high school. So that's okay, right? But how different would it be if I said, you know, I was working at my desk one day, and I was deep in concentration. All of a sudden, the phone rang. I picked it up, and on the other end, I heard a voice that I hadn't heard in 20 years. Okay, now you're hooked.
Much
right?
More powerful.
Now it's like,
yeah.
Oh, what happened?
How do you incorporate those words? I mean, how do you incorporate those words? Is it that you just kind of like paint a picture a little more effectively, or how do you pull those things out as opposed to just the facts, right? Because we're told as women to kind of get to the point and do just the facts, and yet you're saying it's like bring in the visual with it, you know, and set the stage.
Right. Well, the biggest mistake that most people do when they start out with storytelling is they do the first example of, hey, I was in the office, I picked up the phone, you know, talked to somebody. That's called a narrating a series of events, right? A plus B equals C. I did this, I did that, then that happened, right? But the second example, what made the difference is that I stopped. I put my hands and my arms on my desk, and I remembered back to that experience. And as soon as I'm back in that memory, I can share that with you. And I'm reliving the experience, and if I can relive the experience, then so can you.
Is that because we remember it better? Because our memory like remembers it better when there's a story and we can visually see it? Or what's the reason the story is remembered more? I know you know the neurons fire differently.
Yeah. We put ourselves back into the experience. As we remember, we relive it. And so I was remembering, oh, God, yeah, I was at my desk, and I was really working hard. I was concentrating, and then the phone rang, and it kind of, you know, disrupted me. But I picked it up, and now here I could have said, and John was on the other line. And John I hadn't seen since high school. And that would be okay. But how much better is it to remember how I felt when I heard John's voice? Mm. Oh, I hadn't heard that voice in 20 years. And
it's almost like the difference between, well, in a good book that just sets the stage and does all that. I love that. And I know we're limited on time, and those are some good gems, so I think those are good. A quick question before we get off the phone, and then I want to ask you about the future of Just Story It and you. How, if people want to raise their hand, know more about your coaching, and, you know, or if they want to get your book or anything like that, because I've read the book. It's amazing. I've used some of the examples that you gave in your book of how to tell. I'm not where I should be yet, but I have learned from the suggestions you had in your book and by knowing you. How can people reach you? Do you have a recommended way people can raise their hand and reach out to you that you want to share for how to get a hold of you?
Oh, right. My website is the easiest way, and there are contact forms on my website if you, want to send me an email, if you have a quick question. You can book a little 30-minute appointment with me if you have an issue you want to talk to me about, and I'm happy to share. If you want to buy my book, you can off of my website also. But frankly, between you and me, it's cheaper if you get it on Amazon. So heads up there. I also have a DIY do-it-yourself story kit that is a lot of worksheets and guides that we couldn't put into Business Storytelling for Dummies. So it's a nice companion piece that help you work through your stories. But I have coaching available on my website, and you can talk to me about workshops if you're interested in that too. So multiple ways to reach me, and I'm happy to talk to anyone.
Yeah, and the website is juststoryit.com, correct?
Yes, all one word, juststoryit.com.
Awesome, and I got a powerful question for you. You know, it's the beginning of a new year, 2016, here we are. Can't believe how fast 2015 went. But as a business owner, and the whole year is in front of you, Karen, it's like, what are your big, hairy, audacious goals for the year this year? Where are you going with Just Story It? Paint us a picture of where you're going for the year that we can just lick our chops on. Where are you going for the future?
Thank you. I have two things that I'm really focused on this year. And one is to really work with people who are interested in changing the world and know that storytelling can help them do that. And that's whether you have a business and you know your product can make or service can make a huge difference in people's lives, or you have a social cause, right, that your business is connected with or a part of, or that you're just hell-bent on making sure whatever you're doing makes a huge impact in the lives of others and on the planet, then I really want to connect with you and work with you, because I think that is the future. That is how our future is going to be built. And
I love
so
that. I want to change the world, too. That's pretty good. I think all of us. Anybody want to change the world? Talk to Karen.
Yeah, we all do. We all do. And so I really want to help people focus on that and learn how to work with stories so they can realize their dreams. That's really what it's all about.
I love that, and I got to leave it on that one. One more
thing?
We got one more quick second. Yep, what's one more thing you're going to tell us? What's the future like?
What's the future like? Oh, I'm also creating more products for the business this year so I can reach more people.
I didn't know you had a do-it-yourself kit. That's awesome. So please, for all of our listeners, Karen Dietz is available. You can go to her website, juststoryit.com. Karen, you've been awesome as our leading lady. More than that, you were quite the powerful Sue Talker, so I hope you will hold that title very proudly as one of our first 8 Sue Talk presenters. And a special thanks to all of our listeners. I want to thank you for listening in to Women Lead Radio, as we'll be back again next Friday for another show. And if I can say, our leading lady next week is another Sue Talk presenter. Our very final Sue Talk presenter of our first number of presenters is still, and our leading lady will be Sylvia Becker-Hill, who is, again, one of our Sue Talkers. She's the CEO and founder of Uber Women International. Sylvia is our German Sue Talker and had quite the show for her Sue Talk presentation. So I know all of you, if you listen in, it'll be delightful. To all of our listeners, thank you for your loyalty. We are growing very fast with Women Lead Radio throughout the U.S. And to all of our listeners, make sure, as a professional woman, as I always like to say, you know, support and empower one another and just take a moment and lift as you rise. So that, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
Woohoo!
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.